Welcome to the Goals Podcast, the business case for women's sports, where we explore every corner of the women's sports industry from the field to the front office. I'm Caroline Fitzgerald, and I'm here to prove that it's good business to be in the business of women's sports. Today's episode is brought to you by Ally, a change maker in women's sports, steadfast in their commitment to the fight for media equity, because we're all better off with an ally. Our guest today is Deidre Maddock, the Vice President of Sports Brand Solutions at Disney Advertising. Welcome to the show, Deidre.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for being here, Deidre. It's such an honor to have you on the show today. You are an absolute powerhouse in the sports media and sports business space and have had quite a run driving results in sports and beyond. So with all that being said, I'd love to start today by hearing more about your background. So can you take us through your journey that ultimately led you to now holding the role of Vice President of Sports Brand Solutions at Disney Advertising?
Yeah, sure. I joke often that I always, my original intent was to be on ESPN one day. I went to Syracuse for sports journalism. I thought that one day that I would be on ESPN. And then I realized kind of like just before I was graduating, actually, that maybe I wasn't really as enamored with that broadcast journalism path as I thought. I think it was probably a common story for a lot of people coming out of college. So, after a couple of twists and turns, I ended up starting out in the media industry. And I started on the buying side at an agency. I made the move to sales shortly after that and really had a career in sales at Discovery and Comcast Networks and a couple other places along the way before ultimately ending up as an account executive at ESPN almost 16 years ago. I sold at ESPN for a few years before, about 13 years ago, making the switch into the department that I'm in today, which is more of a sponsorship and marketing solutions role. So it's come full circle for me from thinking that I would be on camera at ESPN to helping do the things that happen behind the camera. But I think that that's exactly how it was supposed to work out.
Okay, so now you're in this role behind the scenes as the Vice President of Sports Brand Solutions at Disney Advertising, as I mentioned earlier. So what does that mean? What are you and your team focused on?
Yeah, so we're a team of about 75 people, and we have a really specific and distinct role from, or as part of the selling process, I would say. We work to create the marketing solutions and implement that in a way that will help drive revenue from our brand partners in partnership with the content that we create. So we'll work from the beginning of the contract negotiation process to identify the places where there are revenue generating opportunities as part of our rights deals, and then carry that through go-to-market strategy, the RFP and ideation process alongside with sales, and then all the way to the end game of fulfilling with our production partners the ideas that we've sold.
Okay, so obviously we're on the Business Case for Women's Sports podcast. Would love to hear more about the approach to women's sports. So as you and your team pitch these brands and advertisers and work on these solutions and agreements, how do you approach the selling of women's sports? And I guess as a follow-up, does that differ from how you approach that of men's sports?
I think that's kind of like a classic yes and no answer all at the same time. At the most fundamental or basic level, I don't think it's all that different. Like it really starts with us really listening to what our brand partner wants, what their objective is, and then taking those learnings in order to make impactful recommendations for where we think the right places are and the right ways for them to partner with us. So that's universal, whether it's men's or women's sports, because we just want to be good partners to our brand partners. But I do think what is different is that it's still uncommon for brands to come in and say, I'd like to be specifically in this area around women's sports. Like it's less defined and less precise still when it comes to brands that want to be involved with women's sports. And I think also too, it follows a less traditional model, if you will, when we're working with brands who want to specifically be involved with women's sports. Like we're still in some of the infancy stages of building those things out. And I think that's actually a really great place to be. It's not necessarily the proverbial white space, but it is an opportunity to kind of build something new from the ground up. And that's particularly exciting when it comes to women's sports.
Do you have any examples in mind of ways that you got really innovative and really created something special or bespoke for women's sports?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, actually. I do have an example. You know, some brands will come and say that they're looking to be specifically involved with a specific sport or a specific time period. But we wanted to take an opportunity to really capitalize on all of the momentum that we're seeing around women's sports to create a new way for brands to engage in all the content that we do. So we've been in market for a little less than a year now with a sponsorship offering we call Level Up. And the premise of that is to allow a brand to engage at multiple touch points across all of the content that we're producing and all of the ways that we're distributing it, whether it be in TV or addressable or social, in a way that calls attention to their specific intent to be with women's sports. So it's not just like a rotational thing where they ended up there by accident, but really emphasizing that intent to sponsor women's sport and using Level Up as a continuous thread that ties all of those pieces together across the entire sponsorship.
That's really interesting. How has the launch of the program been going? Has there been interest from brands coming in who do have that intent to get involved with women's sports?
So yeah, we've seen a lot of interest about just brands having a general curiosity about ways that they can engage that would be different or differentiated, and that can also validate that investment that they're making. So we, across multiple different categories, have had a number of productive conversations. We feel really good about the direction that we're taking the platform. And we think the best part about it is, like, we designed it intentionally to be that versatile, that we could work with different categories, that we could work with spending levels that have a broad range, because we believe that the more brands who are involved intentionally in women's sports, the better off women's sports will be as a whole.
I completely agree with that as well. We need to get more brands involved. And I love that your team is innovating to come up with platforms like Level Up to invite them in and be involved with women's sports. I guess my next question for you is asking you, as somebody who's been doing this work for a long time and is innovating and creating things like this, like Level Up, and just all the work that you do in general, what advice would you give to a new women's sports league or property that is developing their own go-to-market strategy for their women's sports organization?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what informed our thinking around Level Up too, and what we're seeing there. But my advice is throw out the script. The script was from a decade ago and it doesn't apply anymore. And you have to start with fresh eyes and like the clear eyes, clear heart, can't lose type of thing, right? Like, you really need to look at what you have to offer and not think about it through the lens of how have we always done sponsorship? How has this always worked before? And trying to make that work in a go forward model, we will never be successful if we're just trying to replicate the things that have happened before. And that's as a media partner or as a brand who's looking to activate or as a league, like, we shouldn't be trying to replicate the past. We are charting the path forward. And in order to do that, sometimes you have to break the mold or throw out the script or whatever euphemism you want to use there. But don't be afraid to do it differently would be my advice.
I think that's tremendous advice and absolutely applies, as women's sports are still very much in infancy mode, growth mode. It's just time to innovate and create something different than what's been around before. I want to shift now to talk about some recent news that came out, which is really exciting for the whole women's sports landscape. So what I'm referring to is the glass-shattering deal that ESPN and the NCAA signed. So earlier this year, they penned a $920 million broadcast rights deal for 40 NCAA championships over the next 8 years, which includes Women's March Madness and many, many other championships. So how, from your perspective, how does this groundbreaking rights deal with the NCAA impact advertisers and contribute to the growth of the entire women's sports market?
Yeah, I am so excited for that renewal. It's a particular soft spot for me. I think that NCAA sports are, like, such a cornerstone of what we do at Disney Advertising that the ability to know that we're going to have that content going forward is phenomenal. But combined with that is just knowing that we're going to continue to partner with the NCAA in a way that is updating and focusing on women's sports, and to know that we're aligned there in our collective desire to continue to lean more into that space and to provide a bigger megaphone and more opportunity for brands to engage. So, you know, that is something that we talked with them about, and that I think is going to be really great for sports overall going forward, is that it does unlock new opportunities for exposure, for sponsorship, and ways for brands to engage and partner with us going forward.
It has raised the bar for the entire industry, and I'm excited to see everything that it brings and inspires in the future. Deidre, I guess more generally speaking now, we know that there's been a lot of progress when it comes to gender equity, but there's still certainly a lot more work that needs to be done on behalf of women athletes. So beyond media coverage, are there some things that you'd love to see change over the next 1, 5, 10 years to get us closer to true equality in sports?
Yeah, there's a lot of things I think that can continue to change. And it would be nice if we can, you always hear the phrase, it's an evolution, not a revolution. I'd like to land somewhere in the middle there, maybe, and not like necessarily so long-term as evolution. But just as a little side story, one thing that I've seen that's been great that I'd love to see more of, you know, this summer, the Little League softball team from my hometown happened to win the World Series championship. And I participate in that Little League board, and some of my daughter's friends were on that team. What was amazing wasn't just the community support for the girls as they were on this like path of a lifetime, but to watch how the boys supported the girls and to see how they showed up at the parade, and they were at the viewing parties, and they were as enthusiastic for their female classmates on this academic or athletic success as they would have been for the boys, or maybe even more so. So that demographic and that generation doesn't see the same divide the same way that we have seen from other generations that have come before. And I just hope that that kind of momentum continues to carry forward as well. So I'd love to see more of that as an example. And then, you know, all the way at the other end of the spectrum is equally important, but things like pay equity and where that shows up everywhere across the board. I mean, I'm sure that's a pretty standard answer to a question like that, but that's included for things like NIL, by the way, right? Like that's a whole other pay opportunity for female athletes where they're pretty much starting behind the eight ball already. And so we have an opportunity with something like this that is a new space to kind of like get it right from the beginning. And I hope that there's a lot of attention that's paid to that. And then I think about representation a lot. Being a female in the sports business, I think about it. Having four daughters who see their mom being a female executive in the sports business, I think about it. So I think about it from a bunch of different lenses. But the more opportunity that girls have to see the potential of what they can become, if you see it, you can be it. That's really important. So representation and coaching staffs, my kids have had like phenomenal coaches. There's been one female coach like in their whole sports journey. So more female coaches, more women in the front office, and that's from youth all the way through pro. So I'd like to see more of that.
Absolutely. If you can see it, you can be it. It's that simple. Representation absolutely matters. Deidre, believe it or not, I just have a couple more questions for you before we get to our closing questions. This conversation has flown by. It's been such a joy talking to you. But this one is around myths in women's sports. I feel like there are a lot of kind of antiquated ideas out there about women's sports and women athletes. So what is one myth that you would love to bust about women athletes and women's sports?
I don't know if it's as much of a myth as it is just clarifying, but it would be about there is a difference between being a fan of women's sports and being a female sports fan. And you might exist in both of those circles, but it's like a Venn diagram, how it comes together. So the fandom that we see for women's sports is close to 50-50, and it's great to see how much more male interest has been occurring in women's sports in the last several years. So we talk about that a lot with our brand partners, just clarifying, like, are you looking for women who are fans of sports? Because they might be fans of women's sports. They might also be fans of men's sports. Or are you looking for women's sports and all of the fans who come along with it? And it might, the answer might be both, but it's good to have a really refined lens and a specific view on what you're looking for there.
I think that is so important and a really key insight that I would encourage everybody to write down, because that is just really important, because it is very different. And I feel like those things are blended too much in this space. All right, last question for you before we take a quick break. What in the current landscape of women's sports is something that's really exciting or really inspiring to you?
Well, I guess I sort of touched on that a little bit already with the way that like boys are supporting girls and some of those generational differences that we're seeing. So that's on the personal level. I think that's exciting and inspiring. On the professional level, I just think it's amazing how even when you set a new high watermark, that that's not the end of the story. And it's just one after the next, after the next. And I don't know if ever in the history of sports, like we've experienced a window like we're living through right now, where it doesn't matter if it's Little League softball or the WNBA or college gymnastics or volleyball, but it's like at every opportunity, we're just blowing through the previous record. And so that's inspiring. And it really kind of keeps me moving forward and feeling motivated that we're not anywhere close to the end of what this can be. Like we're really still on such an upward trajectory.
Absolutely. And just look how special the beginning of this is. You're right. Every single day, it seems like there's a new record broken in women's sports. It's really an exciting time to be in the space. All right. With that, we're going to take a quick break to hear a message from our sponsor, and then we'll be back with our closing questions.
As you may know, the goal of this podcast is to show brands, networks, and people in general that it's good business to invest in women's sports. Our sponsor, Ally, shares this belief and knows firsthand the power of investing in women's sports. That's why, along with being sponsors of the National Women's Soccer League, the Atlantic Coast Conference, and the United States Golf Association, they were the first brand to commit to equal media spend in women's and men's sports, because they believe brands have the power to solve media disparity and positively affect the financial trajectory of people's lives. So jump in and be part of the change. To learn more about Ally, go to ally.com, because we're all better off with an ally.
All right, Deidre, we're back, and I just have a few more questions for you. We kind of touched on this earlier, but I want to put a little pressure on you to pick one thing here. So if you could wave a magic wand and create equity in one aspect of sports right now, what would it be? And again, you have to pick one.
Oh, it's such a tough position to be in, to pick one. But if I had to choose just one, I would look for equity and representation, because I feel like when you have equity and representation, then the necessary conversations happen where they need to happen and when they need to happen in order to affect the change going forward.
That's a tremendous answer. And that is a tough question. I'm sure we could all list out 50 to 100, maybe even more things. But I think starting with representation is a really, really important one. All right, before we get to our last question, is there anything additional that you'd like to plug or share with our listeners?
Yeah, I think I would like to just encourage brands to be open-minded about looking at things through fresh eyes. And we talked about it a little bit earlier, but just we shouldn't be striving to compare ourselves to the way that things were done. And the only way to achieve great things is to take some calculated risks. And I think that all of the signs are there that this isn't really that much of a risk at all. And so my plug would be to be open-minded and to just take that step forward.
That's such a great answer. All right, Deidre, this might be a little bit of a continuation of your last answer, but we got to wrap up with our final question. Can you summarize in a few sentences why you think it's good business to invest in women's sports?
You're right. It's definitely a continuation, unintentionally so. I have listened to the podcasts that have come before me, and I feel like everybody has done such an eloquent job of articulating the business case for women's sports. I'd like to like take a little bit of a provocative like way of answering it and just say, well, why not women's sports? Like, what more do you need to see? We've seen ratings growth. We've seen studies that articulate that fans who notice brands who show up with intention are going to intentionally reward you. We've seen metrics move on brand affinity, intent to purchase. We know it's a great audience expansion tool. Like the pros for women's sports go on and on and on. I just am sort of wondering, like, what else does somebody need to see to be convinced that it's a good business idea?
I agree. We have all the data. We have all the numbers. We have all the case studies. It is just clear as day that it's good business to invest in women's sports. It's exciting to see more and more brands, investors, people showing up to support the movement and women athletes. So it's an incredible time. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on to share more about your perspective on the women's sports industry and talk more about all the amazing work that you do. It's been such an honor chatting with you today. So thank you again for all you do for women's sports.
Thank you so much for having me. It really was a pleasure, and keep going.
Thank you for listening to the Goals Podcast, the business case for women's sports presented by Ally, a change maker in women's sports steadfast in their commitment to the fight for media equity, because we're all better off with an ally. To learn more about Goals and our work to bring more brand investment into women's sports, be sure to follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram, or visit our website at goals-sports.com. And remember, it's simply good business to be in the business of women's sports.